Greetings, everybody, at Virtual QuakeCon. I hope you're enjoying an old-school FragFest hosted by our partners at id Software. Today, our talk will be about the principles of physics and rendering with regards to virtual humans, specifically realistic virtual female companions, big bouncing titties, foot of cocks with realistic twitching, cum simulations including cream pies, you name it. In the past, when working on virtual reality interfaces, I tended to notice that human beings innately have built-in empathy for anything human in front of their headset goggles, even with certain rendering flaws, while game companies are still working on actual feedback and reciprocation from these virtual NPCs, we saw that virgin incel types quickly fell in love. It could be an anime waifu with, you know, a comic book outline shader and a stencil shadow, and these losers would still see it as a real girl and try to hold them, caress them, have a conversation with them, or rape them. This could also be coupled with haptic feedback, you know, fake vaginas with realistic body temperature and pulsing muscles. But sometimes all you need to do is jerk off in your bedroom chair while a virtual Asian lady sits on your face. So, I mean, realism isn't actually that necessary for virtual rendering for believability, but we're still trying to approach it. Technical rendering implementations like subsurface scattering, cascade shadow maps, and global illumination are all useful in creating realistic-looking virtual mommy milkers. On the more realistic side, from my experience, the Western sphere of games we commonly see use programs like DAZ Studio, which outputs horrible fucking goblin women that look completely fucked up beyond belief. Game developers then put these female women into the game and commonly bump the texture gloss level to retarded levels, as if they have skin made out of oily rubber. Oh, and don't forget the 12-inch long eyelashes and a cake of makeup for a face. In the future, I expect to see much more normal-looking virtual girlfriends for these hopeless faggots to hold hands with. 8K screens per each eye with a field of view big enough to not have perceivable borders. You'll be able to see every individual pubic hair. Eye tracking will allow us to only render as much pixels as required in the center of their eyes. This foveated rendering will help boost frame rates while some loser in his basement is pretending to be invisible in the girls' locker room. In conclusion, realistic virtual female companions are very possible from a graphical standpoint. Incels across the world can have sex with beautifully rendered fake women, something that will never happen in the real world.